off. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is a Wednesday. I've got a little bit of a birthday hangover. Not like the actual alcohol in my body, just, wow. You wait all year for your big day, then here it is.
It's here and it's gone, but you should really celebrate all week long. I mean, I celebrate all of January for my birthday.
Honestly, I'm going to celebrate. It's me and Jesus. It is our month.
Yes,
honey. We're going hard in the paint.
I was trying to decipher if it's better to have a birthday but right before Christmas or right after, because mine's right after when everyone is broke.
Yes, I was going to say, nobody's got money anyways, like around this time, but at least like, well, you know, okay, I'm going to treat Joe and I'll just deal with it later. January comes, it's like, sorry, McKenzie, you're getting a hug.
Do you ever get twofer prezzies?
Oh, when I was a kid, yes. My cheap old aunts and uncles, rest in peace, all the time.
Aww.
Hope they're in heaven. I don't know. Doing stuff like that could be questionable. But no, it is just an amazing time of the year. And yours, and the same thing. Like, within a month of Christmas, I feel like you probably get gypped a little bit on presents. But, I mean, it's not just about that. But
yeah,
I look forward to that. It's so cool that your birthday is the same day as my brother and my dad's.
Elvis Presley's birthday.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
So how was your birthday? What'd you do?
It was good. I went home, and I'll be honest, it was, to everybody it sounds really lame, so don't feel bad for me. I just laid down. I was tired. Laid down. I watched a couple of episodes. I'm finally catching up to the Handmaid's Tale, like the most recent season. I'm way behind on it, so I watched that.
I've heard that is so good.
It's kind of letting me down that this third season, it is. I love the Handmaid's Tale. I would recommend that. So I did that. Then I ended up just, I played the dogs a bit in the backyard. It's too cold to walk. It's getting cold, guys.
It's getting really cold.
I'm a big bald baby. And then finally, when my wife did get home, like I did some stuff around. Oh, actually, you know what? I hope she doesn't hear this part of the show. Hey, we don't have to podcast this part, okay? We don't have to put this up at JoeMcKenzie.com.
This is going
to
be good when he says that.
Well, no, it's just like I'm trying to repair things around the house, but I was an idiot. I got like a 5-rack shelving system. It's like $40 probably at like Walmart or like a hardware store just to put store things in the basement. It's like plastic, mm-hmm. This one. You connect each part. And for whatever reason, I knew I should probably assemble it downstairs. I'm like, no, I'm up here. I'll do it in the living room. So I put it together and I'm bringing it through the house, no problem. I dinged a light but didn't break it. And I go down the stairs and I'm trying to pivot. And it won't go because
oh,
it's too long. It's like 5 or 6. I'm like, what a dummy. I should have assembled this downstairs like I thought.
Oh,
well, here's
man.
The part I didn't realize after the fact. I'm like pushing it. And then I'm like getting ahead of it trying to pull it. I didn't realize it. I was doing it so hard. I heard like a pop. It wasn't the thing. The railing that's like nailed into the wall.
No.
The top came off. I'm like,
oh my God.
I broke our rails
to
the stairs. Exactly.
He just moved in.
Thank God. It just was like, it was a nailed in part right there. So I get the hammer. I'm like.
Wow.
I'm like, nothing to see here. So that was my day. We went out and grabbed some Mexican at night. Pork Chop came along and joined us for some margaritas. And they, of course, I didn't mention it was my birthday, so I got to wear a sombrero. And then, that was pretty much it.
That was so fun. Producer Pork Chop will be back tomorrow. I'm glad he went out with you last night.
By the way, one last thing. This morning, I wasn't drunk, but it looks like it. I'm going to put the video. I have to figure out how to pull it off my ring. I was bringing something into work today, and I had like my hands full. So as I was leaving the house, I misjudged my step because it's a new house. Mm-hmm. I almost biffed it like super, super bad. I was like, whoa! So I'm going to put that video up on our Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. If you want to see me almost busting on my face.
I have a bad tendency that anytime someone physically falls or runs into something, I cannot help but laugh.
Oh, you'll laugh.
I don't want anyone to be hurt, but if I see someone, like my initial reaction is to die laughing.
You're going
to
enjoy it. I hope you do get a good laugh out of it, but you can see that. I'm going to put it up very shortly at Joe and McKenzie on Instagram. What about you? How was your day yesterday?
It was great. I made a dentist appointment finally, which
okay.
I've been meaning meaning to do. I was just checking things off my list left and right. Then I got an awesome facial. I feel like my skin's been really dry because it's winter, so I got a salt facial, which I've mentioned before. It's really good for your skin. I went to Dr. Chernoff, who I love. And so I got that. And then you don't want to do anything because your skin is like perfect. Because you don't want to like... I wanted to just go sleep with all the fabulous products on there. Then I just ran. What else did I do? I don't even know what I did. I did not get as much as I wanted to get accomplished, but I did have a little me time, so that was great.
Did you get any Christmas shopping done?
Nope. How about you? We're like lagging behind.
Nobody's getting gifts from anybody on the show.
I did make dinner resies for Friday evening. It is my mom's birthday, so
I guess that's good.
Side note, and I want to hear about you, Liv. I found out I talked to Chops. I wasn't going to go to our Christmas party, but I'm like, well, I think I should go to represent the show.
Well, if you don't go, you have to come to my cycle bar.
Well, here's
class.
My thing. Yeah. Nobody on the show is going to the Christmas party.
I thought Producer Porkchop was going.
He's not going.
Why?
That's his own choice. I don't know why. I think he has something going on or his boyfriend can't make it. So I'm like, wait, am I the only one that signed up last minute now to go? Why do I have to get
stuck
there?
Wait, you have to sign up or just RSVP?
Sign up so they have the food. They know how much food to make and stuff.
Oh, I see. Where? I don't even know where it is or what it is.
Don't say it over the air.
Okay.
I don't know where it is either.
Well, I believe
that. It's my
mom's
birthday, so.
Well,
I have work.
Yeah.
I have my second job. Shame. What shame.
What a convenient excuse.
Liv definitely did that snap. Oh, darn it.
Man, you know, how was your day yesterday, though, besides working your butt off?
It was good. I'm still just trying to kick this cold, and I just don't know what to do. Like, I feel like I haven't talked to my mom, and I feel like I should just call my mom and be like, Mom, what do I do for a cold? Because I'm getting a lot of rest.
Yeah, that's good.
But I just still... have it, and my voice is still kind of bad. So.
It sounds better to me. I think you've got to keep on resting. Have you had any chicken noodle soup?
I had some. No, not chicken noodle soup. I had some of this like coconut milk, Thai curry soup.
There's not. What is it? What would you have? Hold on. Say what would you have?
It's like this vegan coconut milk, like Thai curry soup.
There's not vegan coconut milk Thai soup for the soul. Okay, it's chicken noodle soup for the soul.
Guys, I have a great idea.
What?
Why don't we send intern Chloe money and her boyfriend to our Christmas party on our behalf?
Oh, I would love to do that. Sorry, Chloe. It's part of the job. You signed up.
Hey, I forgot she's in here. Chloe.
Chloe, are you okay with that?
Thumbs up or thumbs down? Do you want to go to the company Christmas party?
What time is it at?
I think it's like 6.
I already have plans on Friday.
Nobody wants to go to our company Christmas
party. Is he coming to my cycle bar class, Chloe?
No. Okay, so she's a hard pass. Sorry. She's a busy woman. Okay, never mind. My plan is not good.
All right. Well, that was fun while it lasted. Okay.
We're trying here.
Yeah, we are. All right. Well, hey, Mackenzie, that's all good and stuff, but I want to hear about the tea. What's coming up with that?
With rumors that Chloe and Tristan are getting back together, Jordan Woods, the other woman, takes a lie detector test. And why did The Rock get married so early in the morning?
All right, hey, by the way, coming up in about 2 hours, we got your chance to win Maroon 5 tickets.
Time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. And I love me some Harry Styles. He's got some new music, which I'm totally vibing with. I'm totally feeling. And Joe's nodding his head yes. Do you like Harry Styles as well?
Yeah, I do. This is how I'm so off base today. I thought you're like, I like hairy legs. That's what I thought. You're like, that's like I was thinking of the Joe Biden clip about I got these hairy legs and the kids like them.
Joe got this huge smile on his face and he's like, yeah. I'm like, whoa, he likes Harry Styles.
Sorry,
too.
No, I do like Harry Styles. I like his new music. I'm sorry.
And he actually does a great job hosting. Sometimes he fills in for James Corden. And so they were behind the wheel, he and James was giving him some tips.
Do you have any advice for me for hosting this show?
Well, a big thing is you have got to make your guests feel comfortable. A lot of that is about feigning enthusiasm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Even if a guest tells a story that isn't that funny, it is. So look, I'll try it with you. Just say, oh, I'm going to park the car.
I'm going to park the car.
Oh, my God, we got more of this. What if we can stand it when we come back after the break? That's what it is, okay?
That's good advice. We do that sometimes here on this show.
Never. Not us.
Well, Joel Osteen and Kanye may become the dynamic duo. Will they go on tour together?
I feel like he's definitely genuine. He seems like it to me. I mean, only God knows a person's heart. But hey, I'm for giving people the benefit of the doubt. And he seems like it to me. And every time I'm around him, he's a great guy and sincere. And he loves to help people now and to lift people's spirits. So that's a great thing.
It's a great thing. And those two are planning an event at Yankee Stadium in 2020.
That's huge.
And then they also may include Chicago as well. So they're just going to do some big. That'd be fun.
That'd be a fun thing to go to.
Yeah.
We got to do a lot of road trips here on the show.
We certainly do. And our producer, Leonard Bree, took in one of Kanye's services and he said it was awesome and it lived up to the hype. Well, Jordan Woods, okay, she is the infamous friend of the Kardashians who allegedly made out, whatever, got with Tristan Thompson, had a little affair when he stepped out on Khloe. First things first, rumors are going around that Khloe and Tristan are getting back together or have got back together, but she's keeping it on the DL because people think he's bad and that she deserves so much better and that she's crazy for getting back with him. Now, Jordan Woods sat down with Jada Pinkett Smith at the Red Table Talk and took a lie detector test.
So are you ready to do your polygraph?
Yes.
Are you now in the state of California?
Yes.
Are you currently sitting down?
Yes.
Did you have sexual intercourse with Tristan Thompson?
No.
All right, this concludes the test. Jordan, I thought you did a fantastic job and you definitely passed, and I believe you're being truthful on the test.
Ooh. Wow, that got right to it. It's like, what's your name? What's your favorite color? Did you sleep with him?
Yeah, I know. Like, you got to get like two little fluffer questions in there. Like, did you hook up or not?
Then you get in there. So she says she doesn't. Although I think those things can
did
be
Did he
beaten.
Get in there?
Yeah.
Because we're getting in.
Very interesting, though. She wants to prove that she is innocent. And if she is, I mean, that's a good way to do it. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a married man. Once again, he married his longtime girlfriend and baby mama, Alexandra Johnson. Here's the thing. Why did they get married at 7:45 a.m. in the morning?
Started very early.
Why would you have a wedding at 7:45 in the morning?
I mean, I had to work out. I had like the 8 o'clock workout. I'm only kidding. We wanted to have an early morning wedding. That way we said the vows, get it over with. And then by 10, 11 o'clock, we're hanging. We're having brunch with the family.
Wow.
And plus in Hawaii at that time, it's a beautiful time with us and my ancestors watching over us. I mean, it was truly a magical, magical wedding.
Okay.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I wouldn't want to do a 7:45 wedding as a guest, but have you ever been to like a kind of a brunch wedding?
Ooh.
Have you?
No, I have not been to one.
Two of them. They were both gay weddings, so maybe the gays know what they're doing. Amazing. I was drunk by 1 o'clock. It was fun. It's a great thing. Let's have your weddings earlier in the day. That way we can go party, pass out, wake up, and do something later in the day.
That's so fun. I feel like if I ever got married again, I want to do a destination wedding.
Can I be the flower girl?
Yes, you would be
yes!
beautiful.
Yes! Throwing those making it rain flowers and roses everywhere.
Deal.
All right, I appreciate that. So, I don't appreciate this. You want to test me, I guess, on some words or something?
Yes, because these are like hard to pronounce it, and I feel like sometimes you make up your own little words that you don't know if they're actually words, so this is going to be a lot of fun.
All right, that sounds amazing, because I can't spell. I will do that in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. I just posted the video up on our Instagram.
This is hilarious.
I'm glad you find it funny. I'm okay, so I find it funny too.
Well, of course.
Even if I was hurt, I'd laugh a little bit about it. But it is me this morning having a rough time getting off my my front door. I misjudged the step. Because whenever you're new somewhere, you just remember the old way, like the steps were and how many. And I misjudged it and I almost died. So Joe and Mackenzie, you can go there and you can go check it out right there. We put it in our feed.
It's hilarious because yesterday was Joe's birthday and Joe and I, and Liv was behind us, so Joe and I are walking out and he almost steps down to the street and just bam, a car like speeds by and he almost died yesterday on his birthday.
I was like, at least let me get my fajitas in. Let me enjoy some of my life.
I bet that's so interesting though. Some people go out on the same day they came into this world.
Well, yeah, there we
go. Luckily it wasn't you yet.
If I'm going to go out after dinner, please, when I feel a little indigestion. So yeah, check that out. Joe and Mackenzie right now on our Instagram. It's absolutely hilarious. Mackenzie, you wanted to, I guess, what, test me on some words that you found, or what's this?
Yeah, so there's this language app, it's Babbel, released a list of the most mispronounced words.
Oh, great.
And I thought of you instantly, just, and not at all to make fun, but sometimes it's entertaining how you make up your own words.
Well, I don't
just
make them up.
You'll say words really fast that you don't know how to say.
Yeah, you make up the own pronunciation of words.
Yes.
Very well,
actual words you make up sometimes.
I don't make it up. I just say it the way it's said.
Okay, so for example, I don't want to say the word because I want you to say it. Okay, so the Fighting Irish, what school is that?
Oh, that's, isn't that Notre Dame?
Okay, that is how most people say it, though.
But
according to this, it's Notre Dame.
Nobody
says
Notre Dame.
That's how you're supposed to say it, Notre Dame.
No, it's like the kids' movie.
But
it's
people say Notre Dame all the time.
It's the Hunchback of Notre Dame. By the way, if you are listening right now and you know somebody like, oh my God, they butcher this word, we'd love to hear what it is. Intern Chloe standing by, 833-563-2539 if you want to share that.
Okay, so give me who played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, the actor.
Oh, he did an amazing job. I really like the movie. I recommend if you have not seen it, you got to check it out. I believe his name is Rami Malik?
That's really close. See, you pronounce it though. You're doing these like a lot of people do. Rami Malik, as they say.
It's Malik?
Malik. I didn't know
like
that.
Like Gaelic,
one.
But Malik.
According to this.
Like when I'm drunk, I may lick things.
Apparently so.
Sorry,
you
that
said
was a little
that,
awkward.
Not me.
A little awkward. My bad.
Okay. Oh, this is an interesting one. The 1986 nuclear disaster at the Ukrainian blank reactor, which became the subject of an HBO limited series.
You need to watch it. It's a 5-part series.
Oh, you've watched it, so you should know how to say it.
I was into it. Yes, it was great. I believe it's Chernobyl.
It says here, Chernobyl. Chernobyl is how you're supposed to say it.
What?
That's what it says.
See, okay. Trust me. Even if that's how it is, I would call it Chernobyl. Oh, no, there's a meltdown at Chernobyl. No, Chernobyl.
Right.
Like you're churning butter.
I'm actually learning. These are interesting. I'm learning things, too. Okay, in her Netflix series, Marie Kondo says the Japanese word this translate to flutter or, you know, to spark joy, the New York Times bestseller.
I don't know. Can you just maybe, like, can you give me, like, can I see your paper? Like, not the pronunciation, but can I see, like, how it's spelled? Because I...
Yeah, it's the last one on this paper.
Okay. Ooh, that's T-O-K-I-M-E-K-U.
Marie Kondo. It's a spark joy.
Yeah, no, I love her. It's on Netflix. I think it still is. You should tidy up. It'll change your life. Is that Tokimu?
That's close.
Tokimu?
Tokimitu.
Oh.
No, Tokimiku.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard to say, though. These are interesting. I feel like
I am doing terrible at this.
I feel like you're not doing that bad. Okay, let me give you one more. She's the captain of the women's U.S. national soccer team. She won the Women's World Cup this summer. Megan.
Oh, yeah. Megan Rapinoe. Or wait, hold on. Is it Rapinoe?
Yes.
Okay.
Rapinoe.
What? Oh! I had to rattle it off. Yeah, because there's a lot of controversy with that, and it was a big win for the women, so way to go. But, okay.
But I feel like some simple words you don't know how to say. What are some more simple things that you chat?
I don't think that's true, Mackenzie.
Maybe giraffe?
Or you try to say goodest a lot.
Say giraffe.
Like, that was the goodest movie I've ever seen.
Well, first of all, I think technically you can use the word goodest.
That is not a word.
Bestest?
I feel like bestest is more acceptable than
I get a
goodest.
Lot of heat for words like pumpkin.
I like that you say pumpkin. Do you say sandwich or sandwich?
Oh, I might keep it like, oh, I gotta get me a Sammy. But it's sandwich. Like sand and then witch sand. It's like sandwich.
Please say the word giraffe.
Giraffe.
I hate.
Do you put a T at the end?
Yes, I hate how he says it.
Say the state that is next to Indiana that starts ILL. How do you pronounce it?
Isn't that Illinois?
Oh, you didn't say an S at the end. So many people say Illinois.
Well, I had to think about it.
And that bugs me. It's Illinois.
What college did I go to?
Oh, you went to Louisville.
Yeah, that's not right.
Okay, so this is the debate. Is it Louisville? Or how do people say it?
Louisville.
Okay.
All right, cool.
And you got to make sure that your mic's messing up as you say it, too.
Oh, I'm not even mad at you. This is like the third time I've sent an email this week about it.
Louisville. It's not Louisville. It's not Louisville. It's Louisville. Like you have a bunch of marbles in your mouth.
This is funny because I used to do
Louisville
furniture commercials in Louisville. Oh. And I had to do the cut them all different ways because we didn't know how to say it. So I'd be like, I did Louisville. I did Louisville. I did
Louisville. Come on to Louisville.
Louisville. Which Louisville is the number one college basketball team in the country right now. And they just lost to Texas A&M last night.
Do you feel like the broadcasters get Louisville correct? Do they say that?
Majority of the time, yes.
We're broadcasting live from Louisville.
Yeah, majority of the time, they do say it. But they always have a conversation about it, too.
Louisville.
Joe sounds like he's like at the dentist and still has a numb mouth.
Hey, okay, that'd be great.
McKenzie on radio now.
Hey, coming up, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Boy, we got a good one. Don't go anywhere. Hey, good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on radio now. Is intern Chloe Money mad at me, or is she just really nervous about the box of shame she has to face in an hour?
I think both.
What did I do?
You were like, you have to do the box of shame in your face.
Oh, yeah, I did. I was like, in your face, and I poked her on the cheek, and
so she's
like,
probably
she's
mad at you.
That's assault, buddy. All right, hey, you know, we will be going live on Instagram. Intern Chloe Money lost Dare Dice yesterday, so unless she rolls doubles, she will be facing the box of shame in 1 hour from now. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Hey, 2 weeks until Christmas. Holy cow, that's soon. The best days to fly during the upcoming holiday season are Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve. The worst days, Friday and Saturday before Christmas, and the 2 days after Christmas. Are you flying at all?
I'm going to fly after Christmas this time. I think the 27th or the 28th. But I always find if you can fly on the holiday, it is the best. Like Thanksgiving Day, breeze to fly. But if you go Wednesday, forget about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I never thought about that. But a lot of people are probably trying not to fly those days. Live the Web Girl might like this one. Also be aware of it. Smirnoff is trying to bring back the icing trend. Now, Liv knows what it is. Do you know what icing is, Mackenzie?
You say Smirnoff and icing. I think Smirnoff ice.
Like, have you been iced?
Yeah.
Have you been iced before?
A verb.
Describe
Do
it, Liv.
Do I want to be iced?
Okay, icing is where you basically hide a Smirnoff ice somewhere, and then the person like finds it or stumbles onto it, and when they do, they have to take a knee and chug the whole like 12-ounce Smirnoff ice.
I miss Smirnoff ice. Oh, I haven't had a Smirnoff ice for so
long. We're getting her for Christmas.
Perfect. I know exactly what to get you for Christmas. I actually got kicked out of my sorority for doing this.
What?
For icing like three of my best friends. Yeah.
It's a real thing. Okay.
It's like a thing. Like a ton of people do it. Like I did it to all of my brother-in-laws for Christmas last year.
Where did you hide the ice?
So for Christmas last year, I just put it in a box. And I was like, and my mom was like, this one's for Brad. And Brad opened it and it was just a Smirnoff ice. So he had to get on his knee
and drink
it.
I'm going to do this at my family's Christmas house.
Yes.
It's so
Liv
fun.
Will tell you all about it. I got iced on my wedding day. So I had to Yeah, with all my groomsmen. So
why
I had to do
are
that.
They not bringing this back 100?
Well,
it's
they
so
are. Here's my point. Talk about like expensive. For $20, they're selling boxes, which is cool though. They look like actual this is a piece of it's a microwave or it's something, some kind of like kitchenware thing. So you're like, oh my gosh, I got that toaster I needed. No, you just got iced in a fancy box. So $20, that's what Smirnoff is doing. You can check that out on their website.
That's fun.
That's amazing. I love that.
Okay, this is a really cool story. There's a Baltimore-based real estate developer, St. John Properties. They announced at a recent holiday party that they are going to be giving away a lot of money. How much did they tell their employees? Well, they said an extra $10 million in bonuses. What they were going to do is split it up between the 198 employees, and I guess they were celebrating a company milestone. Check out, this is the announcement being made, and then I got people's reaction, and then the boss talking about the company.
Everybody is important in this company, and everybody performs in this company. They really do. And I got to tell you, you're all participating in a bonus based on the number of years of $10 million. And now you can open your red envelope.
Okay, so they're going crazy.
I got goosebumps from that. That would be so amazing.
Check out some of the reaction.
We just got a big payday.
Woo! It's crazy. It's life-changing. I'm shocked. I'm very thankful.
What happened tonight was magical. It's really amazing.
And here's the boss talking about it.
The individual bonus amounts ranged anywhere from $100 all the way up to $270,000.
And how long has that person been working at the company?
44 and a half years.
Wow.
That's incredible.
$270,000. But even $100 is pretty dope. But it's like, well, holy cow.
Not compared to $274,000.
Well, of course. But listen, I'll tell you now. I've been working at a company for 40 years. In comes a new kid for 1 year, and they get like 50 grand. I'm like, oh hell
you would
no!
Be so pissed. But you're not,
yeah, like if you got $50 and I got $500,000, you'd be like, I have a little problem. Oh. Even though you're grateful for 50.
Yeah, true. Either way, I'd be ungrateful.
But
if
that
you got
is
more than
incredible.
Me.
I think that just that lights me up inside.
And finally, listen, the dog's okay in this video, but I guess this happened a few months ago, but if you're not on TikTok, this just has been viral the past couple of days. It's really funny because the dog's okay. I'll put it up on Joe's Need to Know News, our blog, later on at joanmckenzie.com. This dog apparently gets really excited. It'll run down the stairs, and then it'll go back up. And for whatever reason, the dog likes to jump down the stairs, but can only make it about halfway. Listen, aww, the dog's okay, but it reminds me of my dog, Benny, just a big, clumsy idiot. All right, so going down the stairs. Coming up the stairs. Runs really far back. Getting speed. Jumps.
Hey! But the dog's fine. The video is so awesome.
Just like right here, the last part, like the dog's running and...
video.
I'm going to. I'm gonna put
watched
that up.
This. I have to preface this before the show started.
100 times.
He was watching like 100 times.
I can't help it. It's just like the dog is like so energetic about it. He's ready to go.
Dogs have the best life. Like what?
He's just, like, I'm okay.
That's his day.
I'm okay. I'm doing good. All right. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out as mentioned at joeandmckenzie.com. We'll get that blog up there soon. All right. Song of the day is coming up next, and it's all about our mamas. That's right. These songs are dedicated to your mom. It'd be interesting to see what everybody goes with. One. Good one.
Beautiful.
Hey, today's song category actually is very beautiful for Song of the Day. At least I think it is in the concept. It's songs dedicated to your mom. All right. Well, let's let you know how you can be part of this. You can text the word song, which is S-O-N-G, to 52140. And I tell you this, but it is easy. If you save that number 52140, just save it as like Jam for like Joe McKenzie or Radio Now. That way you can be part of stuff that we do. It's really easy to get in there. But you're going to text the word song to 52140. In just 1 second after you hear all of our choices for Song of the Day. All right, well, here we go. I'm going to kick it off first. This was a song. I felt like it was a little awkward at my wedding. At least some people thought it was. But this song, to me, is a classic. I like the cover done by Shinedown. But it's just like, I don't know. You know, my mom loves me. She's always taking care of me, pretty much raised me. And I know at the end of the day, she just wants me to be a simple man.
All that I want from my son is to be.
Listen, if you want that song to be played, because I think that's probably going to get the least amount of votes, but I picked it because it's passion to me, you got to vote for me this morning for Song of the Day, because that one ain't going to win up pure popularity.
I actually love that song.
All right, Liv, like, then text 52140 and vote for me then.
I don't think so, because I like my song a little bit more.
Okay, well, if your microphone works, we'll see what it can do. What song are you going with today?
So my song is an absolute classic, and anytime anyone sees me and my mom together, they totally understand where I got all of my like looks from.
Okay.
Because I'm like a mini her. She calls me her mini me.
Mini me.
Yes. I look just like her. I'm the only daughter that looks just like her. And so I always say, I got it from my mama.
Tell me what you get your body from.
That was like Kiki, My Mom and I's jam on a cruise we went on. I took her as my date, and like that, we have played that nonstop on repeat. All right, funny.
I like that. Who's that? Will I Am?
That's good.
Black Eyed Peas.
Boom. Okay, let's see here. Next up, we've got Mackenzie.
Okay, so I went random with my choice because I thought it would be fun. My mom is so cute. She is darling. Her name is Kathy. We call her Kiki, and she is like Martha Stewart. She's prim and proper and perfect all the time. But she tries to get down. It was so sweet. The very first time that I worked at Radio Now, like in the beginning of my career, and she would listen, of course, to all of my shows. And one time she called up, like, to surprise me. She's like, I love that one that has that great beat. It's called Smack That.
No way.
So it just makes me laugh every time I hear Akon's Smack That.
Look back and watch me smack that. All on the floor. Smack that. Give me some more. Smack that. Till you get so.
Kiki.
Smack that. All on the floor. Smack that. Give me some more. Smack that. Till you get so. Smack that.
So I was so nervous, and it was just so cute that she called up and she was like trying to be down and like request a song. It was cool. And so I just think of her every time I hear that.
I told your dad, I'm like, go ahead, smack that. Man, these are really actually all good songs. Today, When I Lose, intern Chloe Money rounding out the final songs dedicated to your mom. What do you have today?
I picked a pretty good song, pretty classic one. I think it encompasses all that I think about every time I think of my mom, and it's Celine Dion's Because You Loved Me.
Oh, man, this might be the winner.
You did me up when I couldn't reach. You gave
every time I hear that song.
It makes me cry. I'm literally getting emotional.
I'm like literally tearing up behind.
So I think we might get a texting record today. I think we might get like the most votes.
I hope so.
Listen, you need to decide what song you want to hear. Text it right now on your phone. Make sure you'd be safely doing it. Song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Myself, Joe, I went with Shinedown's cover of Simple Man. Liv went with Will I Am, I Got It From My Mama. Mackenzie went with Akon, Smack That. And intern Chloe Money, you just heard right there, Celine Dion, Because You Love Me. These are all songs in some way, somehow dedicated to our moms. All right, at this time, let's do a little station identification. We are Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. This is Joan McKenzie on Radio Now, and if you're just tuning in, my mic went out. There you go. That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I cannot wait for the rest of my vacation days. Let you guys handle this hot mess. Hey, song of the day.
Yay!
Song of the day. Today, I love the category, and I really, truly mean this. I love everybody's song choices, actually, a little bit more than mine. It'll be interesting to see what you thought, because you're the one that had to vote at 52140. Text in the word song. So let's give you a brief recap right while that's happening. Of course, Liv the Web Girl holding things down for Pork Chop on vacay. And Rosie will get the results, but first song up. Myself, Joe, I went with Simple Man by Shinedown.
Kind of man.
That'll get you going this morning. Then we had Liv the Web Girl with a song that is relatable to her and her mom. It's I Got It From My Mama by will.i.am.
I got it from my mama. I got it from my mama.
And Mackenzie, of course, kind of reminiscing with her mom in a memory about smacking things. Smack That from Akon.
Look back and watch me smack that. All on the floor. Smack that. Give me some.
Because Kiki's so cute. She's like, ooh, I like that beat.
Ooh, it's such a good song. It's a, what do the kids call it? A bop? Ooh, I want to bop with that. Yeah. And then finally, out of nowhere, this might be the winner. I don't know. Intern Chloe Money, when given an opportunity, brings the heat for Song of the Day. And she went with Celine Dion, Because You Love Me.
Everything I am, because you love me.
Okay, Liv the Web Girl, I don't know if I can handle the results, but why don't you give them to us today? Songs dedicated to your mom.
All right, let's hear Rosie one more time. All right, so the theme was songs dedicated to our mamas. So let's see who made their mom disappointed and got in last place.
This is intense.
Uh-oh.
Whose mom will disown them?
In last place with 12% is me.
What?
What? I'm shocked.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, no kidding.
Coming in second place with just 18%. Mackenzie.
What?
Sorry, Kiki.
I honestly thought, oh, it looks like another club banger. I thought like, oh, I thought that'd be a winner.
Now, all of a sudden, it's between our intern and Joe.
If Chloe wins, I'm going to cry in the corner because I love this song so much. Not because I don't want her to win. It's just because this song is so beautiful.
And I'm just happy that, I mean, I hate coming in second place. I think I probably have the most second place spots out of anybody. But I was like, okay, I know I got a pity win yesterday for my birthday. Will I get a belated birthday win for people that forgot to wish me happy birthday?
Let's see.
I don't think
coming so. Coming in third place with 28% is Joe Pesh.
No!
Chloe won it with 39% of the vote.
What's your mom's name, Chloe?
Rachel.
This is dedicated to Rachel.
I'm going
to
cry.
All right, well, go get your tissues.
I'll grab the box.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh, Celine.
Wow.
That
winner.
Was amazing.
Winner. You know, like, I'm sure that song appeals to all the men listening out there today. It's cool, dudes.
Hey,
we can get down with
Celine. We were singing our hearts out.
Truly. Oh, trust me. I just saw the video you took of Liv the Web Girl. Sounds like her voice cracked. Very good.
It's beautiful.
Tomorrow's category for Song of the Day, it's something brand new we've never done. It's called Throwback Thursday. No, I'm kidding. But producer Porkchop,
we made it up.
He will be back, so maybe he can get a win. But shout out to Chloe Money, your big win today. Thank you, by the way, too, for being part of the show. When you vote, that is so cool that we love you interact with that. And if you have an idea for Song of the Day, hit us up in the DMs. It's Joe and Mackenzie. All right, so we got a lot going on. We'll get to the tea coming up in about 7 minutes. But something we like to do, we like to share things that we're into, and maybe you'll find interesting. It's what I'm into. I'm into it. I like it. I'll kick it off, and this is something you ever sit down to watch Netflix or Hulu, and you're like, no, no, no. Like, you don't want to watch it. Yeah. You don't know what to watch. My wife's like, why don't we watch it? And we went through everything. We're like, okay, fine, we'll watch it. And it's awesome. You should check this thing out. It's called, The Movies That Made Us. And here's a little trailer from it.
I remember I read the script for Dirty Dancing. So the rough cut's done. He looks over at my bosses and says, burn the negative and collect the insurance.
Could you imagine if there was never a Dirty Dancing movie?
No. Wow.
Like the
nobody
first...
puts Baby in the corner?
Well, they would have put Baby in the shredder or the burner.
I mean, Patrick Swayze, hello.
Oh, and it talks about all the behind-the-scenes drama. All the spoiler alert. Do you know how many days it took to film Dirty Dancing?
How many?
Like 14.
That's it?
Like majority of the scenes, they only had 14 days and where they had to do it. Just incredible because it's supposed to take place like in New York, but they didn't film it there. It's so awesome behind the scenes, and it's different ones. There's one about the Ghostbusters. There's one about Home Alone. Like, there's so many. I've only got to watch a couple of them so far, but I'm really enjoying it. It's called The Movies That Made Us. It's on Netflix. I highly recommend if you're looking for something to watch or binge out and you're really into movies, like classic iconic ones, it's so cool to get the behind the scenes story of that.
I love stories like that. We talked about, and like characters that almost were played by different actresses and actresses.
Yeah, like what could have been?
Yes, that's so cool. Okay, so I'm into, this is specifically for my ladies, but my guys too. I got an awesome facial yesterday, and my girl was like, honey, your skin is so dry. And it's just
thank
because
you.
Of the winter weather. And so here's the deal. If you're like, I can't afford all the facials and lasers, blah, blah. Totally get it. It's the quality of your skincare, honestly, that you're using on the daily. So this Skin Medica product I found, it is a rejuvenating hydrator. And this is the kind of deal you put on. Actually, it's a hydrator, but you put it on before your moisturizer. And I just started using it. And like my skin feels incredible. I'm going to put a link up. We'll put a link up at Joe McKenzie. But it's Skin Medica's rejuvenating hydrator. Just a little extra something to pop in your routine, girls. And guys, just to make you plump up and moisturize.
I was gonna say, that sounds really like good for your skin. I need to learn about that because I'm so afraid, like turning another year older, I'm gonna look like an older, wrinkled man in about 5 years because I don't do anything for my skin. I just shave my head, and that's it.
And we are on Instagram. We watch all these like celebrities, and they're doing all of these treatments. Well, they have an unlimited budget, so really just break it down to what you're using on the daily, and that will make the most significant difference in your skincare regimen.
All right, cool. Thank you. And Liv the Web Girl, what are you into today?
Okay, so I'm actually into, they're called Gusha Facial Tools. So they're rose quartz, which like I know yes. a lot of people use rose quartz tools, and they use like rollers, mm-hmm. and the rollers are really good for your face. So these tools are a little bit different.
Okay.
And they're for your skin and they're for your face. And so they're called these rose quartz Gusha tools. And what you do is you use them on different areas of your face, and they come in a 3-pack, and they're 3 different shapes meant for 3 different areas and purposes of your face. And so what it does, it helps get rid of kind of the water buildup in your face and like the lymphatic fluid.
Do you not
fluid.
Feel like you have flu, right? When we wake up, I feel like yes. all of us, like our eyes are heavy, maybe we're like extra puffy.
My cheeks get yeah. puffy, all of that. And also just sometimes depending on like the day, sometimes my face is puffy for a little bit longer. Like I just can't get rid of the puff right away. And so this helps with that. And so you use it on your face and you kind of like stretch the skin a little bit and pull, and it helps with producing collagen in your face. It helps with face elasticity. So fighting off of those wrinkles, helping it keep it moisturized, and helping get rid of that lymphatic fluid in your face.
Wow. All right. A lot of good stuff for your face.
I want to try a lymphatic massage.
I have been following Rami Strategier, whatever, she's a Victoria's Secret model. I've been following her YouTube channel, and she gets them all of the time.
Okay, so we're on the hunt. If you do it locally, we want to both indulge in a lymphatic massage.
Yes, please.
All right, yeah. Hey, hit us up on Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. Plus, we'll have a link up there for all the things that we're into. McKenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, ladies, a Star Trek legend is newly single. Plus, Megan Fox teaching her kiddos that plants have feelings too.
Water me now!
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. Okay, so as we suspected, when Justin Timberlake publicly apologized after he was spotted holding hands, getting a little touchy-feely with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright, he issued that public apology on Instagram and social media. He's like, hey, I embarrassed my wife, my family, blah, blah, blah. Now sources are saying, yes, it was Jessica Biel who pushed JT to publicly apologize for holding hands with his co-star, and that it was inappropriate. She was totally embarrassed, wanted him to take accountability. This is the thing. This is what I said. Whenever someone addresses a rumor or, you know, a picture that surfaced like that and they go public with it, they don't just let it die down. It's because something at home is not happy. And she's like, you get your butt out there and you make this right.
See, I think it would have went away, though, if he wouldn't have said anything. We wouldn't be talking about it right now. So she made it worse.
You think so? Well, that is true. That's a good point.
I mean, he did. Okay, I know he did the first thing holding hands. Totally wrong, but let it die.
I know.
Let it die.
He's saying they did not sleep together. He's saying they were not. They just were having fun. He had drank way too much, and he was sorry, and he apologized for embarrassing
her. I'm a hugger when I'm drunk, so I can believe it.
I do, though, however, think when you do something that you're not proud of, just if you do admit it and get it over with, boom, it's done.
Do you know what? I'd have to do that every day of my life.
That's true.
Sorry about what I did yesterday.
Sorry. What I did an hour ago, I'm sorry. Moving on to William Shatner. He has filed for divorce at the age of 88 years old.
Loneliness, being alone, the fear of being alone, is a huge part of what I am.
Why are you getting divorced at 88? No offense, you're probably going to kick the bucket soon, right?
That's the interesting thing. So he's been married also for more than 18 years to Elizabeth Shatner. She's 61. But it's over, and the couple does have a prenup. So I think he's worth like $100 million. So neither of them will get spousal support from each other. This is his fourth wife.
Dang.
Single, ladies.
He's almost got a whole crew to take over the enterprise.
Do you think he will get married again? Let's take a bet.
No.
You don't think he'll go 5?
No,
I think he probably will.
You said he's 88?
He's 88.
I don't think he'll make it that long.
I feel like he's going to get a young girlfriend and go for it. I'll keep you posted on
all
that.
All right. I look forward to hearing how that turns out.
Andy Dick may be someone's girlfriend because he's been sentenced to 14 days in jail. This comedian, he's got all kinds of troubles.
First of all, it's like I'm holding a red flag just because I'm me, I think. So the security people have their eye on me already.
Okay. Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, so he was sentenced to 14 days in jail for a sexual battery case, but he's already out because he posted bail. So here, that's a deal. But he was just slapped with two misdemeanor charges after one filed a police report claiming that he squeezed her buttocks as she walked past him on the sidewalk. Can't go doing that.
That's not a good thing to do.
No. Megan Fox, she is opening up about the vegan school her kiddos attend, and she's teaching her kids that plants have feelings.
Really?
Yes, Megan
you
Fox.
You speak, and it becomes real. You speak, and you manifest it.
So here's
plants
the thing.
Have feelings?
Yes. She's like, we don't rip flowers out of the ground. She teaches them we don't ever step on ants. They teach their kids about organic, sustainable food and all the good things. I think this is actually a really good thing. They have three young sons, she and Brian Austin Green. So I think it's interesting. Our celebrity psychic that we had on the show, Natalie Tomlinson, last week, reads for Megan Fox, and she told me some juicy inside secrets. Because if you remember, she and Brian Austin Green were going to get divorced. He was filing that he wanted her to support him, and then she got pregnant, and then they didn't get divorced. So it's been kind of a tumultuous relationship, if you will, but they're teaching the kids to respect the planet, which is a good thing.
And plants have feelings.
I think they do. They grow better and stronger when you talk to them. It's like a proven fact. Why are you laughing? It's true.
Okay. We'll have to put that up as a poll. I don't know. Like, oh, you're such
they're living things.
You're a good little sunflower.
I'm telling you, they will strive. They will thrive more if you talk to them, your plants.
Okay. Learn something. Today I learned.
I challenge you. Let's get one plant and neglect it, and another plant and talk to it.
Fine.
See,
we'll have one
better
plant here that you talk to and you're sweet to. The other one, I'll be like, you're nothing. You'll never sprout. You'll never grow.
Oh, I'd be so sad if you did that to a little plant.
Hey, coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie, we are about 20 minutes away from the box of shame. What will intern Chloe Money get? Well, we will find out, and we'll go live on Instagram, so follow us, Joe and Mackenzie. But coming up next, when you're a couple, should you get a pet together? I'm not talking husband and wife or, like, you know, married. I'm saying you're dating this person. You've been together for a few months, even a few years, but you're just dating. It could end at any time.
Yeah.
Then where's the pet go?
And here's the thing. Maybe you want to see how that other person would be as a parent. So you're like, let's test it out with a furry baby. But is this really a good idea?
I think it's a terrible idea, but maybe I'm just a Scrooge over here. 833-563-2539. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Radio Now. Love is a wonderful thing. Also, another wonderful thing is animals, pets. I mean, they both kind of give you love and they're a great thing. But what is the thought here on the show, 833-563-2539, of combining a relationship, not a marriage, but you're dating somebody and bringing in a new pet together as a couple? I've known many people have done that, and for majority of them, it works out. I think Liv the Web Girl has a friend that had a terrible experience with an ex.
I think it was.
You have one, okay. And I guess the question, if you can chime in from experience or just your opinion at 833-563-2539, is it a good idea or something you should totally avoid, getting a pet together as a couple if you're not married?
Right. Do you think this is good or bad? So my friend, he was my ex-producer, my old producer, he had to go to small claims court over these two cats because he and his ex-girlfriend were fighting over custody.
Oh my
gosh. And then they were like, well, we don't want to split up the cats because they want to be together. Because I was like, duh, just have one and one. But I understand that. They didn't want to separate the cats. And this was like he spent so much money he did not have fighting over these animals. So obviously you never want to think about the end of a relationship because you want to be in it for the long haul. But is it a good idea or not to get a pet? A furry baby.
Oh my gosh. And how do you decide, like, who gets the cat? It's like you bring it into the courtroom and whoever goes, like, which way?
And you're in the mood and you're so romantic. You don't want to be like, okay, well, should we split? I'm taking Fluffy.
But no, I want Fluffy. Liv, didn't you have a friend where it got really bad? Also a court case?
Yeah, so my best friend and roommate, she was dating someone and they got a dog together and they just adopted the dog. And she paid for a majority of its vet bills. She paid for its food, all of that stuff. But when they broke up, her boyfriend just took the dog without, like, her knowing. And then when
what?
She got home, because they shared an apartment together, when she got home, he totally moved out and took the dog and he was like holding the dog hostage from her.
What a turd.
And she was like, I want to split it 50-50. Like, come on. And he said no. And so she took him to small claims court. And a lot of the times the judge will just be like, whoever the dog's with now, just keep them. So her boyfriend got to keep the dog, even though she paid for a majority of everything for
That's
it.
That's awful. And I have a really good friend who's going through a divorce, and the guy is holding the dog over her head.
And he probably doesn't even care about the dog, but he knows she does.
Right. And it just gets really messy.
And I have friends who bought a dog together when they were in college, which I'm like, so dumb. A lot of college relationships don't last. And they bought a dog together, and then they ended up breaking up a year later, and they were doing shared custody of a dog. So I'm like, realistically, you think this person is going to be in your life for the next 10 years when you are getting into another relationship, when you're getting married, you're still going to be passing back and forth this dog with each other?
Wait, is there dog support?
I don't
or
think
like cat
so.
Support?
Might be. I mean, because if there are medical problems, vet bills.
Oh, then it's like, oh, that ain't my dog.
Right, exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're like, you take it.
Christina, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. What do you think about couples that aren't married but just dating getting a pet together?
I think it's okay as long as it's talked about beforehand. My husband, now husband, and I got a dog together when we were married, and we sat down and we talked about it, what would happen to the dog if we were to split up, and it would have went with him. Now, we didn't have anything in writing, but I mean, hopefully you just can date somebody who's not shady enough to just steal a pet. But I think it's okay as long as it's talked about.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm interested, too, if anybody else listening, 833-563-2539, has had a similar story to what Mackenzie's talked about, what Liv dealt with. I mean, like, and I don't want to talk about it like wishing it to happen. But my wife Lindsay and I have talked, like, if we ever did separate one day, she would get the dogs, even though I love
Benny
Patty.
How does that conversation come about? So someone just says, hey.
I think when we were talking about, hey, do we want to stay together?
Oh, okay.
No,
okay, well.
No, I mean, to be okay. Fair, well, I'm just saying, like, we share everything on the air, but yeah. we're good. But, no, I think we kid around, though, too. But the thing is, though, too, I think the animal goes to the person that has the bond with it. Like, Benny and Paddington, my dogs, awesome dudes. You can check them out on Instagram, Benny and Paddington. They love their mom way more than me. But that's because, like, she had him for the first 6 or 7 weeks when I got this job here at the radio station. We were in another city, so she stayed with him as pups, and they just have such a connection. So
yeah.
I think it has to be, if there is a separation, if you do this while you're dating, we were married, but I think it's got to go to the person that they have the connection with. Even if you really love the dog, if the dog isn't connected to you, it's got to go to them.
But what if you both feel like you have a connection and you're fighting over this animal?
See, and I think that's so hard. Like, my boyfriend has a dog. Now, he's had this dog for 4 years. Me and my boyfriend have only been dating a year and a half, and if we ever break up, like, it's absolutely going to tear me apart. Not like our relationship, but the dog. Like, his dog I am absolutely obsessed with. I have such a bond with, and I think I have more of a connection with his dog than he does.
But you just said 3 times his dog.
I know. I mean, I would
his
never.
Dog.
I would never. I'm sane enough. Like, I would never actually, like,
I'm
try to
your
take
dog.
His dog because it is his dog. But still, like, dogs can feel like children. I mean, obviously, once you have a kid, no, they don't. But before you have children, like, dogs kind of are that for you.
But I understand why people do it, because it's a good test run, right? Because you want to see how you're potential significant other is going to, it's a lot of responsibility. And like, I got a puppy for Mother's Day a year before I got pregnant with Lulu. I picked up my Belle. My ex didn't want her, but I went and got her anyway, my little dog Belle. But it was such good practice to be responsible for a living thing.
All right. Well, I don't know. Like, I wish everyone well that is together as a couple right now and that actually has a dog or a cat or some kind of a pet. But man, I wouldn't want to deal with that if it's over.
I say have the mature conversation up front of, if something happens, where the animal's going to go.
All right. Hey, check this out. Coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie. What? You have a weird neighbor?
I do.
What weird thing is this?
He or she is building something, I'm guessing, because there's a weird habit going on that I see daily.
Okay, we're going to talk about weird neighbors. If you got one, 833-563-2539, then the box of shame. Joe Mackenzie, it is radio now. We are less than 10 minutes away from intern Chloe Money facing the box of shame. Now, she could, when she rolls the dice, roll doubles and pass on that punishment to Mackenzie, myself, Joe, or Liv the Web Girl today.
And Joe, you should be sweating because intern money, or intern money, Chloe money, I don't think you're her favorite.
No, so I don't. Well, like, you go over the top and buddy-buddy her way too much.
I love intern Chloe money.
Oh,
she's
I know.
My
trust me.
Princess.
I love her.
I think if she were to rank us, Mackenzie would obviously be her favorite. And then me. And then Joe.
What about Chops? He's not
I
here
think
today.
Chops,
but
I truly think that Chops is below me. I think of Mackenzie, me. Mackenzie, me, Chops, Joe.
So, Joe, you should be sweating because if she gets to pass her punishment on, the big daddy's the one she's going to pass it on to.
Oh, hey, Chloe. Good to see you. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Chloe. Will you tell us if this is true? If you roll doubles, would you pass it to Joe? Most likely?
Yeah, probably.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Can you, it's not going to hurt our feelings, rank your favorite person on Joe and Mackenzie to the person you like least. That includes Joe, Mackenzie, Liv, and Porkchop.
This is intimidating.
I would like to point out this isn't because I do or don't like you. This is for the listeners because they like it when you do the box of
shame. Not a punishment. Just in general, like as people that you like. Who's your favorite person on the show?
He wants you to rank us.
Oh, okay. Mackenzie, Porkchop, Liv, Joe.
Oh,
I'm what? Sorry. I'm last?
I thought you were last.
I spent so much time with those two out of you
I know,
guys,
but
though.
I thought I was. You would like me better than Porkchop.
I spent so much time with Porkchop and Liv, I can't stand
work
them.
Like a slave.
Honestly, you're all at the same level. Why would you ask me to rank you guys, Joe?
Guys. True. It's just the truth.
And you see why I'm always stressed out.
Mackenzie is such a great winner. She's like, yeah!
Yes! Sucks to be you!
You'd think we'd have mimosas this morning, yeah. But we haven't yet.
Joe and Mackenzie, we are trying to figure out what's going on with Mackenzie's neighbor situation here. And if you've got a weird neighbor acting strange, I think that's going on with Mackenzie. 833-563-2539. So what's happening?
Hope they're not listening. Okay, so you know, like back in the day, I feel like growing up, did you guys know your neighbors? You know, like we knew Bob and Carol.
Yes. I don't remember them, but I know I talked to them and they were good people.
I know like my entire neighborhood.
But now, like, do you know your neighbors? I know you just moved in.
I do now, actually. But yeah, I was living on the same block for 2 years. I'm like, what, do we smell funny? Like, nobody would talk to us.
Yeah, so I don't really, I have, like, I know two people. I'm on the top floor where I live, but I don't know my direct neighbor. Here's the deal, though. So literally every day when I'm walking home, and I know it is the holidays, but there are a good, and I'm not exaggerating, like, 18 to 20 boxes outside of his place. Like big boxes.
Like Amazon deliveries?
Amazon, those, Walmart, you name it. I'm like, I'm a little, like, what is, there's something in, maybe that he sells stuff outside of his place. I've seen him once with, like, the peek out the head, and then he peeks back in. But just something, like, every single day. And I love to get packages. Like, don't get me wrong. I have an Amazon package probably, like, every other day. Like, but it's usually a little envelope, like, comes to my door. But I'm telling you, like, 20, and our places aren't that huge. I'm just, he's building something, constructing something, selling a side business. Something shady is happening.
Oh, you think there's something, like, going down?
There has to be, because huge boxes, like, 18 to 20 every, pretty much every single day.
Oh my gosh. Maybe he's a drug mule.
I have no idea.
Wow. Wonder what he's transporting.
I need to get, like, my spy, like, senses on.
Oh my gosh, you know what
happening.
You should do? You should order this on Amazon. You know those things where it's like you can hear like sound from far away?
like
I think
wall?
In like Clueless they use it too or something.
I see this stuff all the time on like those As Seen on TV things. It's like an old person's like, I can hear across the room now.
But like,
oh, Mackenzie looks great.
You should get one of those, like those spy gears. They were always on like Mary-Kate and Ashley movies too.
Yes.
And get it.
That's
and
where we get most of our
in.
Life lessons yeah. and advice.
And listen in and see if he's like on the phone, like explaining or see if he's constructing something.
I'll start taking pictures for you guys every day when I walk by.
That's not a creepy neighbor thing to do.
The one good thing is that I know we don't have porch pirates because those they're always out there and no one's taking his stuff.
Mackenzie walking by. All right, 833-563-2539. What weird thing or things does your neighbor do? Come on, call them out right now.
You could
now.
Be totally anonymous.
Michelle, you're on Joan McKenzie. So what's your story?
So my story is gotten pretty bad to where we had to get the authorities involved.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there is. My teenager was being stalked by the neighbor. And he wrote her letter saying he was in love with her and couldn't live his life without her. And it got super creepy. He put the note in the mailbox, and he came over and knocked on my door, and we've had to call authorities. And it's to the point to where there's a protective order, and now he's on probation.
Was he her age? Were they about the same age?
Oh, no. She's a teenager, and he's a grown man.
Oh, my gosh. That is so strange.
It's very strange, and we still live next to him. So every day we have to look and, like, okay, is the creep watching? What's he doing?
Oh, did he seem normal, like, when you moved in or when he moved in? You're like, oh, what a cool, good person.
You know, we've never had any issues. We lived in the same area for years. My mother actually lived in the house that I live in now, so they lived there for years. So when we kind of moved around, we've all been in the same neighborhood for many years and never had any issues until this past summer. All of a sudden, he appeared out of nowhere because he just kind of, he never came out the house. And then all of a sudden, all this stuff happened.
Ew,
the
I'm
love
so
was
sorry.
In the air.
Did y'all think about moving? I mean, that's dramatic, but...
We considered moving, but I just don't feel like I need to uproot my family and move because of him. I feel like we need to get some type of petition and kick them out.
There you go, girl. That
wow,
is so
that's
creepy.
Insane.
I'm sorry you're dealing with that. Ew.
Yeah, Michelle, hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. All right, is she still here? Intern Chloe Money, she's still in the building?
She's still here. She's working diligently. Probably that we'll forget that she has to do this.
I haven't seen her come out of her little corner where she normally works at all. Normally she's out here talking to us. It's probably because she has to face the box of shame.
And I love her. I don't want her to get something bad.
I kind
of
do.
I know, you're
of
evil.
Of course you do. This is why you're not her
That's
favorite.
That's why
this
she
why
hates
you're...
you.
Well, listen, I'm only saying that because she said she'd give me the punishment. So, yeah, she did it first. Whatever.
So you don't want her to get something really bad or it could be passed on to you.
No, I wish hers was like, oh, the box of shame. Tickle fee. Oh, no, you're tickling me. I'd rather have that than some of the stuff I put in there.
Oh, there's some bad stuff in there.
All right, we will roll coming up right after Lewis Capaldi. You can see this go down live on Instagram. Will she face the box of shame or can she give it to somebody else on the show? It is time for the box of shame. Box of shame.
Box of shame. Get high. Woo!
It is Joe McKenzie, and if you missed it yesterday around this time, we had an incredible event. We had a triple tie. We each rolled 10s. Liv was safe, but me, McKenzie, and intern Chloe Money, I'll roll 10s.
It blew our minds. I rolled high rollers yesterday, and then poor Chloe Money rolled a 9, which is not typically bad. So she got the lowest, has to face a box of shame, but... she has a chance. If she can roll doubles, she can pass her punishment on to someone else on the show.
Ooh, I'm excited because I know she's not going to do it. And yeah, so just go ahead and get it out of the way. Then you can face
your
punishment.
Do you want her to pit the punishment first or roll first?
Yeah, actually, let's find out what the punishment is. Go ahead,
ooh,
open up the box of shame. And let us
I hope
know.
She gets... Well, I don't know if you would do the elf punishment. Where, what was that? Someone put in there like the spaghetti.
Oh, yes, from the
syrup?
Movie Elf. Yeah, like spaghetti, syrup. Is it like, got like some candy cane. All kinds of good stuff. Are you hungry? That would be good. All right, intern Chloe Money, pick one out. Just one. Don't look. Just pick it out. Okay. Chloe Money, what does it say?
Rap attack?
Rap attack. Oh.
Yes, rap attack. This is actually going to be fun. You have to go to the streets of downtown and... actually let someone wrap one of their like personal items.
Like she has to wrap them for
yes.
them?
Yes, so we have a bunch of wrapping paper for the holidays somewhere in here, hopefully, and then you're going to wrap something like a cell phone, a briefcase, whatever, a tablet.
Wait, so she's going to randomly go up to like me.
A stranger.
Like, hey, sir, can
rap
I...
rap attack.
Can I wrap your cell phone?
Yeah, can I wrap your head?
Like, what, is she practicing for Christmas?
All right, yeah. All right, that's not too bad.
No, but here's the thing. Nobody's going to let her do that. She'll be out there all morning.
Her mission is one... thing, one item, one person to give you something to rap.
Okay. Rap Attack is what we're talking about. Let's see here. Now, you can roll one dice at a time. If you get doubles, so one, two, three, four, five, or six, doubles of any of those, you can pass on your box of shame punishment of Rap Attack. Are you ready?
Okay, here she goes.
Roll number one.
Oh, gosh.
I think, let that sit. That's a five. Okay, we got a five.
Okay, I just need another five.
Anything but a five. Oh, my God.
She did it. Oh, my gosh. That's
amazing. No, don't hug her. That's cheating. Do not hug her. Mackenzie just broke her headphones.
That was because of the hug. It was so intense.
That was exciting. Chloe, who are you going to pick?
I actually kind of want to do this.
What?
Okay. But the thing is, when am I ever going to do Box of Shame again? And I kind of want to do it.
That's amazing. So that Pork Chop got Box of Shame and did doubles.
I'm scared, but I want to do this.
All right.
Okay.
Chloe, give me a hug if it's cool.
I'm so proud of you. Side hug of all time.
What is? I don't want to get in trouble again with work. Hey, well, congratulations, intern Chloe. Check the records. Intern Chloe Bunny is now going to head out downtown with Mackenzie and with Liv. We'll do an Instagram live too, and we'll also shoot some video. You can see it later at joemackenzie.com. But you got to go Rap Attack. You got to get somebody to let them rap anything. I'm like, can I wrap your wallet? I mean, your purse, anything. Just, and I guess you could say you're trying to practice to get ready because you're really not good at
it. So just one person, you can do this.
Unless you get like a bunch of people, then keep on wrapping.
Yeah. How much wrapping paper do we have?
I think we have a whole new roll. So, okay, all right, cool. You guys got to get out of here, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll see you later. All right, it's Joe Mackenzie. Make sure you follow us live on Instagram. It is Joe Mackenzie. We'll do that. They're going to hop in the car. We'll get some video, like I said, later on for the website. This is so funny. It is Joan McKenzie here on the radio now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Gonna check in live with intern Chloe Money facing the box of shame today. We also got Mackenzie and Liv the Web Girl. We are live on Instagram, Joan McKenzie too. If you want to see what's going down, intern Chloe Money, how are you feeling?
I am nervous. I'm worried someone's gonna be like really mean to me. If I go up to them, let me wrap something of yours.
I wouldn't go up to a homeless person. Like, you might be bothering them unless you have something nice for them.
I don't want to go up to a homeless person.
Okay, that's understandable. Now, listen, are you about in place? Do you need, like, another song, or where are you at?
I think we're good to go. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. We're good to go now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try and...
Don't be nervous. Intern Chloe Money...
Hey, would you let me wrap something of yours randomly? I'll give it back, I promise. No? Okay.
Ooh, 0 for 1. Not good, not good.
Hey, would you let me wrap something of yours? Nope.
You gotta tell him that you're trying to practice for Christmas.
Okay. Hey, this person here. Yeah. Hey, excuse me. Would you let me wrap something of yours randomly? For Christmas, practicing for Christmas? Okay. Nobody wants me to... Yeah.
Oh, that guy looked like, who the heck is this? So glad that intern Chloe Money got this.
Would you let me wrap something of yours? No? That sounds a little sexual, actually.
Hey, Chloe, family-friendly show. You
got
to tell him.
Got it.
You got to tell him, like, hey, I'm really trying to practice. I'm not good at wrapping presents. Can I wrap something of yours for practice? Please help me.
Would you let me wrap something of yours for practice for Christmas? Nope. Yeah.
This is live on Instagram, by the way. If you want to see intern Chloe Money, her box of shame punishment may never be fulfilled today. She has to wrap somebody's stuff. Like Christmas present style, practicing. She's running now, okay? Listen in. Oh, poor.
I'm in the radio station and I'm trying to like practice gift wrapping for Christmas. Would you let me randomly wrap something of yours? No? Okay.
Oh, God, she's got like 6 rejections. Poor intern Chloe Money today. She's trying, and these people are saying absolutely not.
You're the radio station. I'm trying to wrap things. Gift wrap is the day I have to do. Wrap things for Christmas. Yeah. Yes, okay. Okay.
Wait, do you have somebody? Does intern Chloe Money actually have somebody? Okay.
Yes, I am.
What's your name? Okay. All right, she's on the ground right now. She's trying to wrap this guy's present. He still looks like he doesn't know what's happening. If anybody's got the phone, give it to that dude. I want to talk to him and see what he thinks about all this. This is so awkward.
She did it!
All right, that was a really awkward rap. I think you should do another one.
Another one? I don't think anyone's gonna let me wrap this up.
How many people said no to you?
Seven, eight.
And what did you rap? I saw you just wrap a guy's present. What did you rap?
I wrapped a gift bottle. I wrapped a what's the bottle? He just unwrapped it and threw it away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just watched him.
Hey, you know what? Good job, intern Chloe Money. You know what? If you want to stay down there downtown and help some more people out, I think that'd be a really kind gesture. But you completed your box of shame today.
He said we can go.
All right, head on back, ladies. Come on back and give me a hot cocoa, please. Give it up for intern Chloe Money doing her thing today downtown with a box of shame. If you missed the Instagram Live, it is Joe McKenzie. You can see that there, but we'll put the video up for you on our website later today. It is joeandmckenzie.com. Hey, it's been a while. I actually have a really cool update for Joe's journey. Then after that, we're going to get into the tea. And then in less than 20 minutes, don't go anywhere. Maroon 5 tickets. It's actually your chance to win tickets for when they come to town, but you can also win a chance, if you're a grand prize winner, to fly away and see them pretty much anywhere you want in the continental USA. Man, that sounds awesome. It's all happening here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. Going to get to the tea a little bit with McKenzie. Right now, the little Joe's Journey update. It's not a number on the scale. I'm going to get to that after the new year. But if you have been following my journey, I actually had some blood work done like 3 or 4 months ago. And my A1C, which is, involving your blood sugar and diabetes, was high. It was almost diabetic. It was like a high pre-diabetic, depending on who you ask. It was a 6.3, which is terrible. It's not good. Well, I got some blood work done. I've been working on it the past 3 months. I actually get my yearly physical. And the exciting news is this. I'm back down, not at a normal level, but a much lower level. I went from a 6.3 to a 5.9. So that's still high. I need to bring it down more, but I'm glad to see that I was able to drop it a dramatic amount. So very excited about that. That is the latest update this morning here on Joe McKenzie for Joe's Journey. Just walking into the studio, we got the ladies, we got McKenzie, we got Liv the Web Girl, and intern Chloe Money.
Let's give it up for Chloe Money. Great job. I got to be the getaway car. It was fun.
I honestly thought you ladies were never going to get anybody to wrap a present. Like, what finally got that guy to say yes? Because it took forever.
I told Chloe, I was like, Chloe, you need to tell him that it's for like the radio station. So it'd be like, I work for the radio, like rap a tap, like do it like quickly so they don't have time to think about it. There's like, yeah. And that's basically what happened.
Nobody went with my thing. I was like, tell him, like, I'm really bad at wrapping presents and I'm trying to practice this year.
Yeah, no one, everyone was like, nah, I'm good.
Nobody told her that.
Well, they straight up ignored me.
Yeah. That is so mean. I don't know. I got to stay. I was the getaway car, so I was in with my heated seats just sitting there.
Oh, good job.
She did poor great, buddy. Though. And yes. The guy that let us wrap his water bottle was so sweet nice. Mm-hmm.
Good job, Chloe.
Then he immediately threw it away. I saw it on video. Yes. I was like, no.
It's so frigid cold that people just did not want to be bothered, I feel like.
Oh, I think just in general. Like, imagine some random guy, or imagine me with a beard, but a girl comes up to you like, hey, can I wrap your presents? No, get away, crazy person.
I mean, right. If someone wants to come to my place and wrap all the presents I have to wrap, I'd be into that.
Okay. Maroon 5 tickets, they could be yours. You just gotta play a game and win them. Hey!
Yeah!
All right, gotta work work on the lyrics, but this is cool. Today, tomorrow, and Friday on Joe McKenzie, we got Maroon 5 tickets for you.
Yes, we do. And this is so fun. We're going to play two truths and a lie. I'm going to give you three statements about members of the show, and all you have to decipher is which is the lie.
Okay, then let's go to the phone and get somebody to play this morning. Let's start out with Kim. Hey, Kim, you're on Joan McKenzie. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Kim, you got this? All you have to do is pick out the lie.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Joe's favorite food is Mexican.
Okay.
Liv was a cheerleader in high school. McKenzie was Miss Teen Indiana growing up.
So she's got to pick out the lie out of those three.
Oh, my. Okay, I'm going to say the lie is Liv being a cheerleader.
I was a cheerleader in high school. Red and white.
Oh.
B. Aggressive. Oh, dang it. Okay. Oh,
why don't you tell Kim to try again? Give her a try again chance. She can call back.
Okay.
Try again. Try again.
Oh, Kim. Call. The lie was I was not Miss Teen Indiana. I competed and then I chickened out at last minute.
Wait, hold on. You didn't lose. You chickened out?
I didn't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I
was mad back in the day. They wouldn't let me compete for Miss Teen because I would have done it.
Won it. Okay.
All right. That's one
Who's
down.
Up next?
Let's see here. We can go to Dustin. Hey, Dustin, you're on Joan McKenzie.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? Trying to get to you these Maroon 5 tickets. We're going to give you two truths and one lie. You have to, after they're all done, identify the lie. McKenzie,
okay.
You and Dustin, here we go.
Here we go, Dustin. Intern Chloe Money has lived in America for 11 years. Joe one time got arrested for disturbing the peace. McKenzie had a dream last night that she was pregnant.
Chloe lived here for 11 years.
You think that is the lie?
Yes.
She lived in America for 11 years.
Okay.
The lie.
Wait, do we want to give it away or we want to save it?
Maybe we'll save it and just go on to the next person.
I have one more set, so.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, if you want to give it out, you can.
What's the lie?
The lie? I was not arrested for disturbing the peace.
What were you arrested for?
I was not arrested for disturbing the peace.
Like nudity. Okay.
Anyways.
Go to our let's go to our
Thank
next.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Christina this morning,
Christina.
Listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now.
All right, girlfriend. Maroon 5 tickets on the line. Here we go. Two truths and a lie. Decipher which is the lie. Intern Chloe Money's boyfriend, his name is Nick. Liv has a daisy tattoo. McKenzie has one daughter named Lucy. Which is the lie?
Liv.
That is correct.
Yes!
I do not have a daisy tattoo. I don't have any tattoos.
Wait, I thought you had a tramp stamp in college.
No, I did not. I almost got a cardinal bird head on my butt one night, but that didn't happen.
Are you so happy you did not do that? Oh, congratulations, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Christina, our big winner today, getting those Maroon 5 tickets. You get to see them when they come into concert. Since you're listening in Houston, that'll be Monday, June 8th at the Woodlands Pavilion. Now, if you get to be the grand prize winner, where would you go? You get to fly away in the U.S. to see them. Where would you want to go?
I have no idea. Well, that is going to have to take some thought.
All right, well, think about it, but just know that you've got your summer plans already set up. It's going to be an awesome concert. Meghan Trainor will be there, too. It's the 2020 tour.
Nice work.
Hey, if you didn't win today, it's okay. You learned a little bit about the show, and we'll have more chances tomorrow and Friday at 8:30, 7:30 Central here on Joe McKenzie for you to win those tickets.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
nothing like a dumb story out of my home state of Michigan. This happened in the west side at a place called Newaygo County, but this is the western part of Michigan. And I guess there are these two brothers, or at least this guy's having an argument with his brother. And earlier this year, they were hunting for deer. It was like a private camp, so they weren't just in the woods, but like a private spot to do this. And I guess their dad wasn't there, but they decided, you know what? I'm going to mess up my brother's hunting experience, maybe so he could get more deer. So what the guy did, he sprayed the entire area around his brother's hunting stand with deer repellent so no deer would come there. Well, his brother's apparently not that dumb. He figured it out, and I guess there was trail cameras, like, you know, like along the way, so usually people see, like, oh, this is where the deer come.
Right.
But his brother reviewed the film, like, what's my brother laying down? What's he doing?
And it's so he busted him.
Yeah, he got that deer repellent, and he cut the whole thing on camera. Apparently, he charged his brother, I never heard of this, with hunter harassment.
This is real? Hunter, he wasn't just like, oh, good joke, you got me. He was super mad.
He was really mad, but it's real. But also, hunter harassment? I've never heard of that.
I mean, I feel like if you got shot by somebody.
Yeah, he's also in big trouble. He's facing a separate charge of baiting deer when prohibited. So this guy is not in a good spot. And this family, they're going to have an awkward Christmas.
Absolutely.
Ho, ho, ho. Ooh. To jail you go. That is your dummy of the day. You can check it all out at joemckenzie.com.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
I know this seems weird, but as I was reading more into this, it makes sense. People are stealing things that are expensive at high-end, like 4- and 5-star hotels. For example, TVs. The reason why, they don't want people to actually report the crime. They don't want to have that on the record. So you might steal the TV, Mackenzie, and they don't do anything about it.
That's interesting. Even because I feel like everything is sensitized. Like even the snack bar, if you pick it up, they can tell.
Beep, beep.
Well, it doesn't beep. It's just it's a magnet. So they know.
Now, here's my thing. I have stolen something from a hotel. I will share that. I'm not proud of it, but I will talk about that. But I want to hear from you. And if you need to be anonymous, you're worried you could go to jail or get in trouble. We understand that. We're not an ARC. 833-563-2539. Call into Joe McKenzie and tell us, what did you take from a hotel or maybe a motel? Besides bed bugs.
Other than those little shampoos and stuff. Okay. That's okay.
We'll be right back. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Listen, you could be anonymous, but I would love to know if I'm the only one that's done this, because I feel like nobody else on the show would admit to doing this, even if they did. What did you take from a hotel or a motel? I mean, you straight up five finger, put it in your pocket, it's yours. Well, some things you can't put in your pocket.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I've never stolen anything. However, one of my favorite hotels, when I go to Vegas, I stay at the Wynn.
Okay.
And the Wynn is beautiful and gorgeous, and I don't ever want to go back to my place after I'm there because it's so pristine and fun. And if I was going to steal something, it would be from there.
And the reason I brought this whole thing up, Mackenzie, is you might have stayed at a 4- or 5-star hotel, which those are nice. Like, you don't ever want to go home if you stay somewhere nice. They actually admitted some of the things they've had stolen in the past 2 years. And believe it or not, 5% of them say that someone's stolen a mattress.
How is that possible? Like, how do you leave with a mattress?
They're saying, like, sometimes maybe, like, overnight when, like, there's less people on shift, that it's easier to take things. Obviously, too, like, higher-end things might have, like, a really nice alarm clock, or they might have an actual TV.
Yeah.
Or different things. And the thing is, these 4- and 5-star hotels, they are just kind of, you know, if they don't charge you or do anything, they're not reporting the crime, they're saying in the survey, because... Would you want to stay at a hotel that has like a really bad crime rating or something?
No, absolutely not. That is actually genius.
That is a good point. I was thinking people stole like little paintings but like a mattress. First of all, that's gross. How many random people have slept on that mattress at even a nice hotel?
Well,
I mean, yeah, it's still disgusting.
Listen, when you sleep at a good hotel mattress, it feels so comfortable. It's like, you know what? I'm taking it. You could spray it for bed bugs, right?
Eeh, that is so gross.
I don't want to think about
still.
It.
Okay, awkward. Okay, I'll admit what I stole.
Yeah, what did you steal?
I didn't
want to
steal it. It cost me $75 because I got caught doing
you
it.
You got busted?
Yeah, and stealing is kind of a stretch on this one. I went to the CMA, the Country Music Awards, when I used to work in country radio, but, oh gosh, probably 8 or 9 years now. That's how long ago it was. And even back then, I shaved my head. I was bald. I was in a rush. We were going to the awards, so I was shaving my head, and I nicked it right in the corner. Same spot I did like a couple of months ago. And I'll tell you what, it looked like somebody shot me in the head. I was bleeding so much. I taped it up. I bandaged it. I wore a fedora to the awards show. And then when I came back home, it was still like disgustingly bloody, and I thought I taped it the best I could. I go to bed, pass out, I wake up. It looks like a murder scene in the bed. All of the pillows had blood over them from my head being cut.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I just assumed, I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I can't just flip it over and, like, nothing to see here.
Nothing happened.
So I took the pillows with me. I ended up throwing them away, but I just didn't want to get charged for them. And I still stole them. They charged me with that, so I had to pay
$75. So they did charge you.
Yes. Yes, yes. But, I mean,
I would have just left them.
Yeah. I mean, I would have honestly just been like, hey, I would have explained what happened and then just...
Right.
You would have gotten charged probably.
I started my cycle and now my thing is, you bring up a very interesting one, and I would wonder if anybody's actually done this. Like, was it that interesting? Does anybody really take like art off the wall or a picture? I mean, do hotels or motels have that nice of things that somebody's actually thought about doing that?
Yeah. I'm a hotel snob. I only like to stay at really nice places, only because I'm also a total germaphobe. But I'm not saying that nice places can't have icky things in them. But I there's a reason there's ratings for things. And I'll tell you what, when I was in LA, I was working. And so the production company was the one who booked the hotel. And
yeah.
It was disgusting. And I was trying not to be a diva, but there were bloodstains on the curtains.
There was
food. There were Chex Mix on the floor. Just the cleanliness and all. I'm like, peace, I'm out of here. Like, I quit the job. I got my own hotel. I stayed at nice.
Was the Chex Mix in a bag or just?
No, but I'm telling you, it's not worth it to skimp on a hotel because you really could get in a bad situation.
Okay, 833-563-2539. I would love to hear if you have any situation about something you found in your hotel or motel. You're like, I'm going to take this with me.
Okay, so when I was on a fraternity formal in Nashville, one of the guys, we were drinking all day. I mean, like, literally all weekend, all day. And one of the guys found this, like, thing that kind of looked like a, like, Champions Cup. Almost like a miniature, like, Stanley Cup thing.
Celebration.
And, yeah, it was, like, a silver thing, and it had this, like, bowl in it. And so he decided to pour champagne in it and start drinking out of it. And we, like, thought it was, like, funny for a second. And then we all assumed that he just, like, put it back, and, like, that was that. And on the ride home, on the bus ride home, he pulls it out of his backpack, and he had stolen it from the hotel. Yeah, no, none of us got charged, though. Well, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, I don't know, that's a funny memory, so.
So he did get charged?
No.
Wow, what a genius. All right, Ashley, what's going on? Did you ever take something from a hotel or motel?
I have.
What'd you take?
I've taken some towels.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why?
So I think the reason why I took the towels, and I don't remember correctly, this is what I can remember the best. I think we were sneaking into the pool after they had closed the pool. So when the attendant ran us out, I just grabbed the towels and took them with me.
You're like, these are mine. You'll never get them back.
You're taking us out of the pool and taking these.
I think
it was cold outside, so I just grabbed the towel.
I guess I have stolen something. I one time stole a towel on accident. Like, I took a towel to the beach from a hotel because I didn't have a beach towel, and I just accidentally forgot it and left it there.
Shame.
Now I feel guilty.
Shame. Shame upon you. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. You got anything else, you can hit us up and tweet us and let us know about things you might have taken from a hotel, motel. I know, here's the thing, a lot more people have done that. They just don't want to admit it. They don't want to get caught. I know y'all got sticky fingers. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da It's cool.
NSYNC.
I think everybody around this time of the year just starts when they do stuff. We are Joe McKenzie. It is Radio Now 100.9. Thank you so much for listening today.
Yes, sir. This is our favorite time of day.
It is. Hey, coming up, we got Grizel. She's going to come in. By the way, props to her. If you're listening, she'll have your chance to win Alanis Morissette tickets. I know Dustin, who does afternoons, had to help her out yesterday. Did you see the video?
I saw it.
I think it's on Instagram. I don't know
what happened. I haven't seen it yet.
They thought her name was Alanis.
She's like, you can win Alanis tickets. I'm like, oh.
Is it
Alanis? It's Alanis. Like Atlantis, but without the T.
Yeah, well, that's a unique name.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, your chance to do that. All kinds of winning coming up. As a matter of fact, tomorrow you have a chance, and on Friday at 8:30 to win Maroon 5 tickets. And if you're the grand prize winner, you get to go see them again in a city you choose. You get to fly out there. That's pretty dope. I'm trying to think about what I got going on today. It's kind of low key. I don't even. Should I set up the Christmas tree? Not decorate it, but should I set? It's a fake one. Should I set up the tree today? Put it on the stand and fluff it out a little bit.
You've been talking all week.
We haven't done it.
Your tree. It is the 11th.
It's 2 weeks.
Let's get this going.
But should I set it? What do you think? I don't want to. I want to surprise my wife, but I don't want to be mad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Set it up.
Because if she's mad, I can just pack it away. And we can redo it or something.
Yeah. You set it up and let her. You know, you make it look full and fluffy and beautiful. I think then let her do the decor.
Bring in the fluffer. It's me. I'm gonna fluff that tree. So that's probably my day today. What about you, Mackenzie?
That's so fun. Oh, I have a busy. Tomorrow is my insane day. So really, today is prep work for that. I'm gonna go get a quick workout in at Eat the Frog Fitness.
Nice.
Up in Carmel. Then I'm gonna stop at Beauty and Grace, this awesome boutique, and I'm gonna get a cute outfit with my stylist there, Amber, who's amazing, for a big event. I'm hosting a Christmas holiday event tomorrow evening. I'm going to get stopped for that. Then I'm going to pick up my little girl, Lulu.
Dang.
And then have a mommy and me day. Yeah.
All right. What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I have to go straight into my second job today. So I'll be there. And then straight from there, I am going to head down to the fairgrounds for the Christmas light. Give me 1 second. I'll know
it's
the
okay.
exact
I'm
name.
I'm
that's
giving you time.
Be really cool. I believe that's free to drive through, which is so awesome.
It's the Christmas Nights of Light. So I will be there. It's at the fairground. So come say hi to me. And also, this is a perfect, perfect place for you to come and bring toys for our 1,000 toys for girls and boys.
I have another book I'm going to bring. I brought already some toys and I'm going to bring something else. And we got some more toys yesterday. So please, we're trying to fill these boxes with this entire studio and we want to surprise boys and girls.
Yes. All of those girls and boys who are not going to get toys this Christmas. We're just trying to help them out. So come by to the Christmas event at the fairgrounds from 6 to 8 and bring some toys to me.
That would be awesome. Yeah, go out there, support a great cause. Okay, well, hey, I hope we all have a good day and we all do all that. Intern Chloe, what do you got going on today? Anything fun?
Ooh, Clo-Clo.
You have another final?
Not much time. What do you got going on?
I have another final, so pray for me.
Okay. All right.
She's going to nail it.
Dear Lord, please let intern Chloe Money survive the test
she's
about
to take. We learned something
about
her today. She's been here in America for 11 years.
Yeah, she's originally from Mexico.
Obviously.
No, that is crazy. Welcome to America. Congratulations. All right. Well, hey, we can't celebrate or do any of those things unless we get on out of here. Don't look at me like I'm awkward. Everybody gives me that look like, Joe, you... Gonna get us in trouble. We can't get out of here. We have to say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money, and producer Porkchop, by the way, who will be back tomorrow.
Yes, Joe is out and Chops is in.
Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to have a full show. That would be against the rules. All right, well, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.